Next to the room where I stay is a bush that carries the most wonderful and fragrant flower, which smells like a whole perfume shop. These flowers are called the Queen of the Night. A week ago, I made an experiment. I took one of these flowers, which really only smell like this in the night, and I offered it to the deity. The next morning, I saw a miracle. Although the night had passed, the Queen of the Night was still up and well. It smelled as if the flowering bush wanted to offer its flowers for the service of the deities. I'm very, very much convinced that just like this Queen of the Night flower bush, all of us, when we see that there is an opportunity to do service for Krishna, direct service, then we become so excited that we also blossom and give our best, and the best comes out of us. And that's a wonderful purport. It says, a devotee of the Lord situates Sri Krishna on a beautiful throne within his heart, and there offers the Lord constant service. This idea of bringing Krishna into your heart was something which I believe the flower bush somehow intuitively did. It's after all a flower bush in Vrindavan. So then it became inspired to blossom even throughout the day. And this will happen to us. The purport continues. Just as the rising sun gradually eliminates all trace of darkness, the Lord's presence within the heart causes all material desires there to weaken and eventually disappear. I would like to add, and instead these flowers come, the real desires to please Krishna. Just somehow bring him in the heart, and then he will rise like a rising sun, and he will increase his presence and weaken the darkness of material life. In the month of Kartik, we have the wonderful opportunity to invite Krishna more onto the throne within our hearts.